Well, Coach, kind of to start off here, first off, congratulations to big playoff wins for you guys so far and getting to the third round of the playoffs. Never easy to do, so I know always takes a lot of work to get here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And our kids have really worked very hard. Wasn't the ideal path or, the way we dreamed it would be. But they never looked back, and they kept working, and the reward is they're still playing football.
And, Coach, talking about that, like you said, it wasn't the path that you dreamed of or anything like that, but you guys play a very tough schedule. You're a very tough conference. It prepares you one way or another, doesn't it?
It really does. And we, I think there's multiple coaches in this conference who feel like if we're not the premier 3A conference for football in this state, we're at least right there with them. And it was not an easy schedule by any means, and it's never going to be. And we don't shy away from that. And so we were battle-tested going into the playoffs, and our kids have a lot of confidence right now.
Coach, talking about that, kind of introduce us to your team. Tell us about you guys.
Well, we're a spread-based, no-huddle offense. We're led by a couple seniors, Cody McKinney at quarterback, Wyatt Wirtz at tailback, and then Tim Blackburn Kelly at wide receiver. Those guys have played a lot of football for us over the last 3 years. Our offensive line up front is kind of young, actually. We start two sophomores on the right side, two juniors on the left, and then Brendan Olenichak is our lone senior center starter. Our left tackle is a big guy. He's getting recruited by multiple Power 5 conferences, Cam Wagner, and we do a lot with him. But if you look at the rest of our line, we're kind of midgets, so Cam kind of stands out right away. Defensively, we're an odd front defense. We will run multiple coverages behind it. Some of the guys that over on that defensive side of the ball, Braden Waller's had a really good year at outside linebacker for us. Cody McKinney, our quarterback, actually has moved over to free safety for us, and he's really stabilized our defense. Our linebacker, Logan Rosenthal and Logan Umbarger, a senior and a sophomore, are two middle linebackers. They've done really well. And then our nose guard, Coy Hayes, he's played a little bit of linebacker, strong safety, and we moved him to nose guard. And really, once we moved Coy to nose guard and started the Umbarger kid, he's a sophomore, started him at linebacker and put Cody at free safety, it's really kind of stabilized our defense. We're much better up the middle now, and I think it's a big reason we've been able to do what we've done the last 3 weeks.
Coach, offensively, looking at stats and looking at numbers for you guys, definitely a dual threat offense.
I think most coaches would acknowledge you get to November, you better be able to run the football. Wyatt Wirtz is our main running back, and Wyatt actually broke his elbow the fourth or fifth play of the game, week two, and he missed five games. We were pleasantly surprised when he was able to return, and so this will only be his seventh game, and so he's just kind of rounding into, mid to late season form, so to speak. So the nice thing is he hadn't had much wear and tear on his legs yet, so he's a little bit fresh. And then Cody is just a really good athlete. Cody's got that ability to throw the ball wherever we want to, but he's a good enough athlete. He can tuck it and run it a little bit, as he showed last week. So, yeah, we don't want to be one-dimensional. We don't want to be predictable. We don't want guys to be able to type in the data and be able to analyze and figure out what we're doing when. And so we try to stay a little bit ahead of the curve on that. But, yeah, we're very much a dual-threat offense.
Coach, getting to watch some film on the Vandals, just your thoughts on them.
Well, the first thing that stands out is number 23, the DePue kid. Man, that kid is a heck of a wide receiver. Anytime the ball is in his hand, whether you put him at running back or wide receiver, the ball's in his hand, he can score from anywhere. You've got two really good quarterbacks, the Casey kid and the Stormbaugh kid. I think the Casey kid probably is a more traditional quarterback He doesn't look to run as much. Not that he can't. He's a really good athlete, and he's got great size. He's got great speed. And when he's not quarterback, he's at wide receiver, so clearly he's a good athlete. The Stambaugh kid, looking at his stats and watching him on field, he's a dual threat, and he's a real concern for us. Because, you know, just because he doesn't throw the ball to 23 doesn't mean he can't rip off a 20 or 30 or 40-yard run on you. That's quite the headache as the defensive coordinator for our team. That's kept me up all week. Then on the defensive side of the ball, I don't know that we've seen anybody like this all year. You guys really get in people's faces. You're physical. You dare people to do things. And if you don't handle it, it's obvious you guys have not allowed many points all year. So defensively, you guys really get after it. And I like the Sam Bowers kid at linebacker and Jordan Colburn. Those two guys fly all over the field. They're constantly making tackles. Every time I look up and I'm trying to, document who's making plays, it seems like 28-4 there constantly. And then on your defensive line, I think it's Bryce Hartley, 69.
Yep.
He's a big, big kid. He's nasty. He gets after it. You see him stand out as well. So I like your team. It's an aggressive team. They go at people. They have an identity. You can see that, and the kids have bought into it. So, and it's what you should see in a quarterfinal game, right? You got a couple good teams, and that's what stands out.
And again, kind of listening to you and about your team and knowing the Vandals, there's a lot of similarities there, isn't there?
I think so. You guys are probably a little more man-oriented on the defensive side. We've played man before, but I try not to. I don't know that we can play man with you guys because when you do that, it kind of exposes the opportunity for the Stambaugh kid to run. And I don't really want to see him running through the defensive backfield. But, yeah, I think you're right.
Coach, looking at the weather for this weekend, you get to the third round, you never know what you're going to get. But, man, it's going to be a nice day, it looks like.
We were talking about that, and we talked a little bit about the snow, but we're up to 58 here today. It's really nice. It's beautiful out. And it's just going to get nicer as it goes. So, yeah, I'll take that in November anytime.
Absolutely. Coach, health-wise, how are you guys coming into this one?
Honestly, we're probably as healthy as we've ever been. That is, and we don't want to make excuses, but, we've gone through the gauntlet with injuries this year, and it's been a unique year in that most of our injuries have not been season-ending, but guys have missed 3, 4, 5 games. And so, we really didn't get to put our team on the field until the last 2 weeks. And better late than never type situation. But we couldn't be more pleased with where we are health-wise as we go into the quarters.
And that's one of those things, too. And I know it's tough at the time, but when you get those guys back and you had other guys that had to step up, it can kind of give you the best of both worlds a little bit.
It can, and we created some depth out of necessity, and we got a lot of young guys playing time, again, out of necessity. And, we found a way to get that fifth win, and now we kind of caught steam. And so all these kids have played a lot of Friday night football, younger kids, and maybe a couple of kids we didn't anticipate playing Friday nights as soon as they did. But it has certainly paid off for us. And one of the things we sold to our team is, we were 9-0 a year ago, and we were 5-4 this year. It does not matter what anybody's record is in the playoffs, because once you get in, you got to find a way to win every Saturday anyway. And so it didn't matter. We were in, and we're here, and so let's see what we can do. And I think our kids really embrace that attitude.